This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It has been a terrible year of violent crime in the city of Chicago, and a trial starting today may shed some light on the roots of that problem in that city. The biggest gang trial in recent history began on Wednesday. Six leaders of the Hobos, a so-called super gang, have been accused of federal racketeering and face up to life in prison. The prosecutors say the group is responsible for widespread murder and torture on Chicago's South and West Sides. There's still a lot of questions about the Hobos' organization and what this trial will mean for the future of gun violence in that city. John Seidel is federal courts reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, and he's covering the trial. John, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
First, tell us, who are the Hobos? Who is this gang?
Well, like you said, they've been described as a super gang, and the feds have also called them an all-star team of the worst of Chicago street gangs. They're former gangster disciples, black disciples. They come from other gangs as well, and they all came together to form an elite, exclusive and violent group that terrorized the South and West Sides for nearly 10 years.
Why a federal case here and not a state case in Chicago?
Well, it's a racketeering case, and these guys face potential life in prison if they're convicted of all of these counts. I mean, there's a list in a federal filing of about 40 different crimes that they're trying to tie these guys to: 9 murders, kidnappings, robberies. They robbed an NBA player, Bobby Simmons, who's on the witness list here. But really, the greater charge is the conspiracy that they came together, they formed this group, they pooled their money to kind of live beyond their means, live a lifestyle that they shouldn't have been able to afford. They took fancy trips, had fancy cars, all in furtherance of the enterprise, which was the Hobos. They had the name Hobo tattooed on their skin. They called each other Hobo. They gave each other Hobo birthday cards. It's a federal case because of the overarching conspiracy.
You've been in the courtroom during jury selection. This trial's just getting underway. Describe the scene in there.
You know, it was a little tense. They're selecting anonymous jurors here, which is something they usually do for mob or terrorism cases. There's a metal detector outside the courtroom. So you go into the courthouse, you go through a metal detector, go upstairs, you go through another metal detector. They had dogs sniffing around the courtroom yesterday when we kicked off with opening statements. And opening statements were pretty electric. You know, they opened with the story of the murder of an FBI informant, probably the most brutal of the Hobos' crimes, although I guess that's arguable. The prosecutor pointed right at the man who they say is responsible for that murder, a man named Paris Poe, who allegedly gunned down this informant in front of his 2 children. The prosecutor looked back at this person several times as he came back again and again and again to this murder, this shooting, this crime that Paris Poe was involved in. I mean, he's probably the most notorious among all of them. The gallery was full yesterday. It was pretty intense.
And we're talking about a trial that's going to last months.
Oh, yeah, they're saying 2-3 months. They've talked about going to Thanksgiving or beyond.
And again, 6 defendants on trial, so this is going to take a while.
It is, yeah. And you know, each one, they've got multiple attorneys. Each one got a chance to stand up and tell their side of the story yesterday. They're each going to have a chance to cross-examine witnesses. So, I mean, even just logistically, let alone the fact that they're talking about 40 crimes, there's a lot to go through here.
Major gang trial, the Hobos gang in Chicago getting underway and could go all the way to Thanksgiving or beyond. John Seidel with the Chicago Sun-Times is in the courtroom. John, thanks.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.